Lisa Odivas and Roche Mungin, who had so much in common epipsychidically, if the phrase be permitted, ostis et odor in super petro perfractus, as an understood thing, slept their sleep of the swim-born in the one sweet undulant mother of tumbler bunks, with hostie just how the shavers and the shaw, the yokels and the yotes are well, the wasters and the wild, and the bustling tweeny dawn of all works, meat of anthems, here we pant. Had not been many jiffies, furbishing pot lids, door breasts, scholars' apple cheeks, and link boys' medals, when Ashhopper minded like no fella he go, make bacon begfuss, long a white man, the rejuvenated busker, for after a good night's rave and rumble, and a shingum's top morning with his coexes, he was not the same man. In his broad awake bedroom suite, our boys, as our Byron called them, were up in a shuffle from the hog's home they love named the Barrel, cross Eblin's chilled hamlet, three roots and restings on their thin superficies, curiously correspondent with these linea and puncto, where a tubbany habany metromaniplums below the overflake underrails and stations at this time of riding, to the thrummings of a cruth fiddle, where crimoning and crinoning, levy gravy, witty and wavy, appy leppy and playable, caress the ears of the subjects of King St. Finnerty the Festive, who in brick homes of their own and in their flavory phraseberry beds, heeding hardly cry of honeymen, sowed lavender and foinboyne salmon alive, with their priggish mouths all open for the larger appraisation of this long-awaited messiah of roratorios, were only half-past at sweet, and after a brisk pause at a pawnbroking establishment, for the prophetic purpose of redeeming the songster's truly admirable fowl's teeth and a prolonged visit to a house of call at Cujo's place, viz., the old sot's hole in the parish of St. Cicely, within the liberty of Sealmore, not a thousand or one national leagues, that was, by Griffith's valuation, from the sight of the statue of Primore Glasstones heading a match to the march of a maker, last of a steward's pute de tre, where, the tale rambles along, the trio of whack-fool the diddlers was joined by further intentions, apply, tomorrow casual in a decent sort of the had-been variety, who had just been touching the weekly insult, fewit and all fig blabbers, who saith of noun, had stimulants in the shape of G and G's, stood by the damn decent sort after which stag luncheon and a few ones more just to celebrate yesterday, flushed with their fire stuff-ordered friendship. The rascals came out of the licensed premises, Brown's first, the small PSXX executive, Capahand in their sad rear like a lady's postscript. I want money. Please end. Wiping their laugh-leaking lights on their sleeves, how the Bucolines shout their Roscoe generally, seen fumes are on. And the rhymer's world was with reason the richer for would-be ballad to the balladeer, of which the world of humanity singing owes a tribute for having placed on the planet's mellow map his lay of the vilest bogeyer, but most attractive avatar, most attractionable avatar the world has ever had to explain for.